And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so nice to be with you on this long weekend, if you're lucky enough to be taking some time off. My name is Jo Stanley. I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley, as always. Hi, GQ.
Good morning, Jo. Happy King's Birthday.
Yes, weekend. And lovely to see you, Zoe Bingley-Pullen.
Good morning, all. How are we all?
Well, Zoe.
Yes, it's very nice to see all of us here in this gorgeous day. Now, tomorrow marks the start of Men's Health Week, and obviously an incredibly crucial part of the conversation for men's health is mental health, Gerald, because we know that many men are still in crisis and perhaps not getting the help that they need to be mentally well.
I think the trouble is, Joe, we don't often have the ability to comfortably relate to other people, often men. And one thing that comes out of Men's Health Week each year, and it'll be great to talk to Gus Wallen soon, is men's inability to actually relate. And I heard a great quote coming in this morning from the Men's Shed, one of the organisers, who said that men don't speak face-to-face. They tend to speak shoulder-to-shoulder. So if you're doing something, you'll often tend to relate to other people all around you. There's got to be some little key thing that we can work on to help people relate to other men, to help men relate to other men.
And it's such an interesting thing. I was reading an article from Taggart Kennelly, and he was talking about how he started a charity that basically all it was about was what women do, having a conversation around a coffee and normalising this conversation, and it just grows exponentially. And we're all in the same position. We all need to share our grievances and we need to, you know, get some support around them. So I'm really excited to talk to Gus.
Yeah, we do love Gus here on the show. He's just an extraordinary person, Gus Warland. He is the founder of the Gotcha for Life Foundation. We love having him on the show. And today he's joining us to talk about the importance of building a supportive community around us and reaching out when help is needed. Plus, Gus is very excited to tell us, and we're excited for him, his latest mental fitness work with two of the biggest stars from the National Rugby League. So good on. He's amazing, Gus, what he's able to achieve.
He's well connected, isn't he?
Oh, but, you know, brilliant in his vision for Gotcha for Life.
And once you can survive one of those Gus Warland bear hugs, you're in.
I think you are quite blessed to receive one of those.
I've had one.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. My ribs
I've
almost better.
Mm-hmm. I've known him for 30 years and I feel very honoured to have had many of those cuddles.
Yeah, it's very nice. So, yeah, we're looking forward to speak with Gus. Plus, one of the great challenges when we have allergies is knowing which products that we take into our home might be safe for us and which might actually have some sneaky nasties in there that aggravate our allergies. So we're going to learn about a fantastic new community service program that identifies products that are allergy aware. This is such a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, indoor allergens are so common and we don't actually realise it, what can be the triggers. It can be our cleaning products. It can be our perfumes. And just to kind of have a little bit of a to-do list or to not do list or not to have products is really, really helpful.
I've got to say it's not something I've thought much of when I'm buying my linen or, you know, your vacuum cleaner or whatever it is that you've got in your home. But to be aware of that's really important.
It is. And a lot of we're now recognising too that inhaled allergenic material can trigger issues like asthma. There's now, it's been suspected for years, but now it's been really clinically proven.
Yeah, so Adele Taylor from the National Asthma Council will tell us more about that. Plus, we learn about a fantastic charity, 100 Women, who are partnering with Austelin in funding life-changing community grants for women's projects. This is an awesome charity. Can't wait to learn more about that. Plus, give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you might have to support your health, anything with regards to what to eat. Zoe's here to answer those questions. A supplement perhaps to take that Gerald is here to give you advice on how to ease a symptom, whatever it might be. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call right now, 131 873. Plus, so next up, Gus Warland from Gotcha for Life in a critical and open conversation about men's mental health.
The
House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Austolin at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
131 873 is our number. Give us a call with any questions that you have for Gerald or Zoe that might help you in your health today. We'll get to those calls in just a moment. But first, the conversation around men and their mental health has never been more important. So joining us on the line is Gus Warland, the co-host of Triple M's Rush Hour and founder of the Gotcha for Life Foundation, whose ultimate aim is to illuminate suicide. Gus, it's always a joy to have you on the show. Welcome back.
Oh, g'day, Joe. Great to hear from you. G'day, Dr. Zoe. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to have you. Now, Gus, again, congratulations on all you're doing with Gotcha for Life. I know that your organisation has had a long time association with the NRL, but you've got two new recruits.
Yeah, we certainly do. A couple of high-profile footy players, which is great because State of Origin, very, very tough game, played on the field very toughly. But the two captains, Daly Cherry-Evans and James Tedesco, absolutely fantastic. The two captains realising that it is just a game at the end of the day, and the most important thing is to get ourselves people having proper discussions and talking about the stuff that we tend to bury, or the stuff that's going around in our melons that we're not quite sure how to talk about. So just having the emotional muscle to get mentally fit and just have a conversation which may change your life. And at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. Games are games, but life is way more important than that.
You know, Gus, it's so interesting. We talk about athletes being these huge role models to kids as well as adults. Opening up about feelings, it obviously can be tough for anyone, but why do you think it's so important that we use people like athletes as these role models?
Yeah, Zoe, the thing is that we look up to these AFL players, NRL players, anyone that sort of is out there doing the business, we tend to look up to them and think, well, they're the ones that seem to have all the answers. So if they stick their hand up and say, hey, I'm being human, I've got issues, I have trouble as well, and I'm working on it, then it might just take away this stigma that we all have around just talking about our feelings. I mean, the stats will tell us that we're not doing it very well at the moment. No. So many people are struggling at the moment. So surely we can look at those stats, 7 men a day, 2 women a day taking their own life, 65,000 people a year in Australia attempting to take their own life. We're not doing it right at the moment. So let's change that. And if you have role models and people that we look up to saying it's okay, then it might just alleviate that stigma for someone else to put their hand up and ask for help. And everyone that asks for help, we're a little step closer to getting to that zero suicides that Gotcha for Life and Chemist Warehouse is all about.
Gus, many years ago, you and I chatted about issues in the regional areas where we think that facilities for this sort of issue are pretty common in the city, and they're probably not. But in regional areas, they're fairly well non-existent. Bearing in mind the stats for suicide, and it's an awful word, but I just don't think we talk about it enough. We don't have it out there enough. How are things in the bush?
Well, the bush is always worse because the services are harder to find, and people say, well, just look on the internet. Well, a lot of areas don't actually have very good internet. We take it for granted in the city that we can get information really quickly, which is why most of the facilitations that we do at Gotcha for Life are in rural areas. You know, 3/4 of our work is out in the bush. We're just in the Orange area in New South Wales for a whole week last week, and most of our facilitators will be in country Australia this week. It's just so required, because even more so in the bush, that the work that they do and the life that they have is so affected by things outside of their control. Sure. Plus, you've got the extra stigma of being even more manly out there, or just having to put up with it out there than perhaps in the city. So, yeah, that's where our real focus is, and as it should be.
And that just very briefly, Gus, and sorry, Zoe, but one thing importantly you said there, where the feeling is you just get onto the internet. If ever you need help face-to-face, voice-to-voice, it's in mental health, particularly with blokes.
Yep.
So getting on the internet, it's impersonal, it's detached, it's anonymous, where if you're face-to-face, you don't have an option but to ask and discuss gently whichever way you want to go. So there's where the connection is.
Yeah, absolutely. Connection is absolutely key. And, yeah, if we can get people face-to-face, fantastic. I just want people to connect or put their hand up in some way, because at the moment there's way too many Aussies worrying alone. And, you know, we put out reports all the time and surveys, and You know, the last survey we put out there was that 50% of Australians have asked for some sort of help in the last 3 months, which is great that they're asking for help, but that's a huge amount of people that are asking for help and in need of help at the moment.
So it's kind of, I mean, I think that kind of is the big question here. So what do we actually do if we are genuinely worried about someone and we're trying to normalise these conversations, we're trying to have these conversations at home, but in a lot of cases, men don't want to talk to their wives. They don't want to talk. They want to talk to someone who's like-minded, who's going through a similar experience. What do they do, guys? Where do we start?
Well, the way that I think we should start, Zoe, is actually within our own friendship group. Go, you know what? I'm sticking my hand up here.
That's
but
great.
It's a very difficult thing to do. And perhaps to stand up in front of a whole bunch of blokes and say, this is how I'm feeling. So grab one of your mates and just, and if it's too hard to have the face-to-face, then at least send a text message to say, hey, mate, I need to meet you for a coffee rather than a beer. And let's go for a walk because I've got some stuff on my mind. It's incredible when blokes show that bravery and that emotional muscle to stick their hand up and ask for help. How many of their mates, A, are going through a very similar thing, or B, have gone through a very similar thing, and we can all help each other get through it. My friendship group, which you know quite well, Zoe, is we're very open now, but it's taken us years to get there. It takes someone to be brave enough to lead with some vulnerability, to stick their hand up for the first time, and then all of a sudden you go, you know what? It's actually not so bad.
Yeah.
It's actually okay to be human. It's okay to not have all the
have
answers.
Problems. And
exactly. I mean, we're just human beings. We go through ups and downs. We've just got to stop thinking of this perfect world and thinking that we just have to keep looking at Instagram and that we're missing out because everyone else has got it better off than us. It's nonsense.
Yeah.
People will go through ups and downs. And if you surround yourself with a village of people that you can be completely real with, then you're much more likely to get through the type of stuff that life throws at you. And that's what we're really trying to get across here at Chemist Warehouse and at Gotcha for Life, is that it's all right to be human and there are people out there that will listen to you and that can help you.
Gus, you run some fantastic programs, workshop for schools and these communities. Can you very quickly give us an insight into what you do in these programs and workshops how we can find out how we can connect with it?
Yes, of course. GotchaForLife.org's got all the information you need, so that's GotchaForLife.org. But in the workshops, Joe, basically what it comes down to is we build a really safe place within either a sporting group or within a community, like we were in Orange last week, for instance. And we had a wonderful night, black tie night with 400 people, fundraiser. So that sort of pretty much is just a really fun night with lots of dancing and good times. Then the next 3 or 4 days was we had father and son night, we had daughter and mum night, we had men's nights, women's nights, where we sat down and built a really safe place within, let's say, 10 or 15 minutes. And then the next hour and a half was people just standing up and talking, knowing that no one was going to judge them, and just talking about what was going on in their life. At the moment, the question really is, what does it take to be a man and a woman in Australia today compared to when the rules were set all those years ago? So it's an opportunity to set a whole new set of rules, because that world that we all grew up in, I'm 54, I'm certainly not in that same world that I grew up in. So we need to understand what that is now. And so it's just a really, you walk out of there after 90 minutes and you go, wow, A, I had no idea that everyone else was going through some stuff. And B, I didn't realise how much help was out there. Mm. I don't need to worry alone. Worrying alone is the worst thing that we can do. So there's one little takeaway from this chat with you guys to all your listeners is, do not worry alone. Somehow find enough bravery to stick your hand up and ask for help.
Yeah, it's so wonderful that you're actually modelling for people how to have those conversations, because the assumption that we know how, I think, is how we've got into this strife in a lot of ways. So I just love it, Gus. I love what you do. GotchaForLife.org is the website. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us.
Good on you, Gus.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Love you three. Big hugs to all of you.
Thank you. Yeah. Easy, though. Easy.
Bye.
And if you or someone you know is in crisis, of course, you can reach out to Lifeline as well, 13 11 14 or lifeline.org.au. And GotchaForLife.org is the website. Now, 131 873 is our number. We will get to your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Winter can be quite a mess, so arm yourself with some Fess. Fess nasal saline spray is a non-medicated natural way to help relieve stuffy noses due to cold, hay fever or sinusitis. It washes away allergens, dust and pollen, keeping your nose clean and clear. So for targeted relief from nasal congestion, choose Fest First this winter. Available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Fess at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Let's get to some calls. Hi there, Paul in Frankston. We were just speaking with the amazing Gus Wallen from Gotcha for Life. You've got some reflections on that?
I have. I would have been interested to ask Gus if he knows or could shed any light on why three times or more than three times the number of men commit suicide than women. And, you know, I've heard a lot of discussion this morning, which is right, about men don't open up and, you know, men hold their feelings. And I work in a men's shed. I work, well, part of a men's shed. And I've also done some work with veterans. I'm one myself. And I think that situation with men opening up is far less prevalent than it was. And just as Gus said, it often starts with a network of one. It's one or two close mates that you have a talk to, and once you get comfortable in that setting, it becomes a wider discussion, if that's appropriate. That what I observed, and this again I'd welcome Gus's insights on it, is that once the guys get talking and they put their problems out on the table, what next? There's like a feeling of helplessness, and it's like often they're overwhelmed by other responsibilities in their life. So, you know.
Good point, Paul. Look, a few comments, if we may. Certainly, organisations like Gotcha for Life with Gus are trying to understand all of those things that you are puzzled by, that you probably see in your men's shelter. You talked about return servicemen. There is one demographic who need amazing amounts of help for all the reasons that we are trying to understand. But the average bloke now trying to hold a job, support his financial commitments, support his family, be a good dad, all of those things we need to try and work through. So in an ideal world, we can offer steps to anybody who is able to make the contact. But making the contact, as the people in the RSL will tell you, making contact is the first and biggest challenge we have. So, you know, well done for what you do.
Oh, yes, it's amazing to have that environment that's safe for people and men, particularly in your world, Paul, to reach out and speak to each other. I think that's really wonderful. And most certainly, I don't know if we necessarily know the answer to why three times the amount of men commit suicide than women. I think that there needs to be more research into that.
But we're starting to understand that that's the true fact now.
Thank you for your call there, Paul. Mark in the Gold Coast, your reflection on this.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, look, I drive interstate. I've got my own business and I'm fairly isolated. And about 5 years ago, it just all got to me, you know, my business, family. I was away from the kids. I was away from home. I wasn't playing golf, which was my outlet. So I've had to pretty much do some coaching through Tony Robbins. Rip the whole thing apart, put this over there. What's not priority? What's priority? What I need to do? And it can be fixed. It's just you've got to have a lot of courage and you've got to be vulnerable. You've got to be open. Try and communicate with your mate. There's so many points to your mental health. And the biggest thing I look at is people spend 30 hours a month in the gym standing in front of a mirror, but they won't spend 5 minutes in front of the bathroom focusing on their mental health.
That's a good question.
Oh, Mark, comment there around how courageous you need to be to do this. It is hard. It's hard work to actually, as you say, explore yourself and understand the trauma that you might be carrying or any hurt or pain and then sharing it. It's hard.
And can I ask you, Mark, how did you actually start this process? Because I think that's one of the tips that a lot of people keep saying is that, you know, opening up is one component of it, but then what do you do from there? Can you give us like maybe one tip that you did that has kind of helped to lift this process and make it a bit easier?
What I identified was my work was consuming me. And that's all I was focusing on is work, work, work. And in that, you leave things behind, you know, your family. Okay, it's a business that makes good money. Yeah, that's what you're focusing on. That's where you'll be in your whole life. It's money, money, money. But I just thought I need to go back to, you know, 20 years ago where I was enjoying my life playing golf. And I've just, the biggest thing is I've learned is to say no.
Hard, isn't it?
That's a great one. Is powerful. Yes. That's great.
Yes. And because you feel, Mark, you're letting people down. Mm. And it is something eventually, I think, that you understand. But look, you've been there, done that, and you've gone from a place where you were feeling overwhelmed into now being back in control. And that really is where you want to be, because you were so committed. Sure, it's making money, but it's supporting a family. It's providing for the future. These are things that blokes especially feel enormous responsibility to do.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Gerald, that there's a huge burden on men. Mm. They carry so much. But to be able to make the choice, what is my priority? It's not necessarily work. That's very powerful. Mm. Not easy to do, though, again. So amazing story. Thank
you, Mark.
So much. Mark, 131-873 is our number. We will get to more calls next, plus managing asthma and allergies at home.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
At Austerlen, they believe being strong isn't what a woman does, it's who she is. That's why Austerlen is proud to partner with 100 Women, a community of change makers who champion, support and empower women and girls. And right now, when you buy any Austerlen product from Chemist Warehouse, $1 will go to the 100 Women organisation. Visit chemistwarehouse.com.au to learn more. T's and C's applies. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Telfast at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, winter can be a tricky time for those of us who suffer from asthma and allergies. So joining us on the line is Adele Taylor, the National Asthma Council Australia Sensitive Choice Program Manager. Welcome to the show, Adele.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we are heading into the colder months, which can make allergies worse. Why is that?
Yeah, winter really can bring a couple of allergies on and some challenges. So an example of that is when it's colder, we're obviously using our heaters. There's more moisture in the air from the rain. And so it's a key time where mold can really creep into your home. And what happens when mold goes into your home is you get these tiny little spores in the air that can trigger your asthma and allergies and different symptoms like nose, skin and eye irritations, even wheezing and sneezing. Dust mites are also quite a problem when you have mold in your home because they like to breed in the humidity. And this can be found, dust mites can be found in bedding and blankets, your winter clothes, the list in the cupboard that are in the cupboard all year round.
It's so true, Adele, because most people think that you're going to have allergies in spring. You know, it's that seasonal type allergies as well. But
exactly.
I definitely notice when myself and my daughter, winter comes, our noses, we get those postnatal drip. Now, tell me a little bit about the Sensitive Choice Community Program from the National Australia Council. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, sure. So Sensitive Choice is sort of really especially valuable for the one in five of us that have allergies. We are a community service program that helps people to identify asthma and allergy-aware products. Sensitive Choice also aims to educate Australians about the importance of managing their asthma and allergies.
At last, Adele, we recognise the very close association between inhaled allergens of whatever sort and the development of asthma. And it's been recognised for years, but now I think there's a really, really firm connection. For too many years, we've put asthma in a little pigeonhole and treated that without looking at the surrounding things. How do you go about educating asthmatics, people with asthma, to be more aware? So we're talking education here. Be more aware of the inhaled allergens that they may come across.
So we do that in a couple of different ways, but the Sensitive Choice programs basically is designed to raise awareness for asthma and allergies. So we always try and talk to people about the triggers and really communicate on understanding what your triggers are and what causes your asthma and allergies so that you can try and reduce those sort of in and around the home. So we always say, go and talk to your doctor, have a really good chat with him, understand what causes it. So when you're having those inhaled allergens, where are they coming from? And then obviously trying to reduce those.
So the Sensitive Choice program, you go to sensitivechoice.com, and then how do we use the program? How is it assisting us to make better choices?
So basically, if you go to sensitivechoice.com, you'll have all of that information there, plus you'll also be able to see all the different products and services that we approve. So next time you're out looking to make a purchase for your home, if you look for products that have the blue butterfly label on the packaging, that will help you to identify that the products are asthma and allergy aware. So you'll find that lots of different community conscious companies are using the Sensitive Choice Blue Butterfly logo on their packaging. It's on everything from bedding to building materials, cleaning agents, carpets, air purifiers, vacuum cleaners, paint, even nasal spray. It's really, it's everywhere.
So what sort of nasal spray should we use?
So there's the best type of nasal spray is a non-medicated nasal spray that works in a really natural way to help relieve blocked and stuffy noses that could be due to colds, hay fever or sinusitis. They're a great way to keep your nose really clean and clear by just washing away all of those allergens and dust and pollen.
Well, it's a wonderful service that you're providing for everything from carpets to air purifiers, paint even for your walls. It's fantastic. Mm. Head along to sensitivechoice.com. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, no worries at all. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks,
you have a great day, Adele. Let's get to a call. Hi there, Ken in Footscray.
Hello, Ken.
How are you? I had my feet done.
Mm-hmm. By a podiatrist. By a podiatrist, Ken? Or did...
Yeah, and my two main toes, mm-hmm. my two big toes, mm-hmm. are both infected.
Right.
They done the quicks, and I've got cefalexin.
Yeah, cefalexin. Mm-hmm. That's your antibiotic.
And I'm still going, and it's about 4 weeks, and I still wake up with a stab in the toes through the night.
Okay. Now, keep in contact with your doctor, Ken. You may need a stronger antibiotic. I'm assuming you're seeing a podiatrist, are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Terrific. So they'll work hand in hand. You're not diabetic, are you? You don't have diabetes? Terrific. There are, look, the antibiotic, absolutely fundamental, but please add some zinc to help the healing, zinc capsules once a day, and add some vitamin D, which is going to just help your immune system get over this. You know, we don't watch our feet every day. We watch other parts of our body, but we don't look at our feet. So the lesson there, Ken, once your feet are better, get them checked regularly by your podiatrist.
All the best with that, Ken. Next up, how we can all help make women and girls stronger and healthier.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Winter can be quite a mess, so arm yourself with some Fess. Fess Nasal Saline Spray is a non-medicated natural way to help relieve stuffy noses due to cold, hay fever or sinusitis. It washes away allergens, dust and pollen, keeping your nose clean and clear. So for targeted relief from nasal congestion, choose Fess first this winter, available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Austalin at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, research shows that when women are healthy and strong, the entire community benefits, which is why I'm very passionate about the empowerment of women and girls. I'm sure you are too, Zoe.
Please.
And I'm thrilled to be welcoming to the show Virginia Miltrup, who is the board chairperson of the 100 Women Charity Organisation. Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're very well. Tell us about 100 Women.
Yeah, look, 100 Women, we're a Perth-based charity. We started back in about 2014 with the aim of, we originally started with getting 100 women together to put $100 each a month, create a pool of money that we could use for grants, and that would then fund projects to empower women and girls. So that's where we started, and we now have quite a few people who donate money, and that goes into a grants pool every year. And we're now partnering with Austalin, who are the vitamin supplement company focusing on women's health and strength. So that works really well in terms of our goals. And the project's called Austalin Project Strong, and they're partnering with us to fund women and girls projects through community grants.
How many girls or women, obviously, have received the grants? And just tell us a little bit how that actually works.
Yeah, so look, just in 2022, our grants probably supported about 18,000 girls and women. And those projects might be in Australia or they might be internationally. And our approach is that all of our members donate money. 100% of their money goes into a grants pool. We fund projects that advance women's safety, health, education, or economic freedom. And, you know, we call it a collective giving approach. So it's every person who donates is making a difference to other people's lives.
What a sensational concept, Virginia. Well done. Can you give us an example, say, of something in Australia or even locally in WA that you might have said, righto, see that, it's successful now because of what we did?
Yeah, absolutely. So we recently donated about $40,000 to Midland Women's Healthcare. Mm-hmm. And it was an organisation that pairs up women who are experiencing domestic violence with a peer support framework. Now, where this is an interesting project is that normally domestic violence programs focus on the immediate needs of the woman who's going through that situation. So they will, you know, focus on getting them to a house or giving them some funding. What this does is that over 2 years, it provides longer-term support for women who are in domestic violence situation. The particular project is supporting 192 Australian women and another 400, we expect about 400 children as well. So just that one project is, you know, making a difference to about 600 people's lives.
Oh, it's just amazing what you do. I really love this whole idea of 100 women. I understand that there is a donation project being run in-store at Chemist Warehouse, so we can all get involved if we wish. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, so we want everyone to get involved. $1 from every adult Osterlin project purchased in store goes to the 100 women community, and we put it straight into that grants pool. We make a difference with that, and Osterlin is also going to be donating about another $50,000 to our community from their sales. So we really thank them for their support.
Oh, it's so wonderful. If you want to learn more, head along to osterlin.com.au/project-strong. Learn about all of these wonderful projects you might wish to donate also to 100 Women. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Virginia.
Lovely. Thanks so much. It's really great to speak to you.
Wonderful to speak with you too. You have a great Sunday. Let's get to one last call. Hi there, Rhonda in Camden.
Good morning, Rhonda.
Oh, hi to all of you. I won't say good morning because I've had no sleep.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, the last 7 days I've had 2 nights sleep, and the 9 days before that I had 1.5 nights sleep.
Mm-hmm. What's the underlying issue, Rhonda? What's the?
I've got no idea. My doctor thinks it's depression, but I really don't. But she's given me Imovane, yes, which gave me a really nasty metal taste in my mouth. Mm. So I went off it. And like last week, I bought the ashwagandha that you often speak about.
Mm. Did that
and
help?
I'm always on magnesium. Well, I didn't want to start it because I wasn't sure what was giving me the metal taste.
Okay. Look, a couple of hints, Rhonda, and we talk about this often, and it's a very common issue. You've got to have some sleep hygiene, and you've got to go back to thinking, I'm going to set a time for bed, and an hour before that, turn off all screens. They're all gone completely. Certainly in that time, in the hour screen-free, read a book, not a magazine. Turn off all the bright lights. Make yourself a cup of tea and a little bit of snack, bit of cheese and bickies or something. Have the ashwagandha because it helps settle a busy mind. And what happens with sleep is that we worry about not sleeping. Mm. So we're losing sleep over losing sleep. And look, you've got the tools there. Continue with the magnesium, Rhonda, and try and just do a bit of deep breathing, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago.
I'm very passionate about meditation, but sometimes that isn't enough.
No.
Rhonda, do you mind me asking you how old you are?
68.
Okay, so you're definitely in that menopausal phase. So what's really important when we go, obviously magnesium works brilliantly, but there is actually obviously links between decreased melatonin levels and also decreased estrogen as well. So it's probably important to have a chat to your GP, compound of melatonin, but also when you're using magnesium, there's some other really, really amazing products like inositol, and inositol basically increases something called GABA, and GABA is this amazing neurochemical that makes you feel good, increases serotonin, but also works with melatonin. Now, obviously supplementing is a great way, foods, and we talk about a Mediterranean diet, but things like citrus food, fiber-rich foods, making sure you're getting lots of beans, brown rice, sesame seeds, good quality like spelt. If you're using, try and go on a more gluten-free style diet, try and decrease the inflammation if you can. But best of luck. And, you know, it's sleep is something that we really, it's the number one thing that we should be focusing on because often it is a critical precursor for other health issues.
Oh, yes. All the best with that, Rhonda. We wish you a good night's sleep soon.
Don't lose sleep over losing sleep.
Thanks, as always, to all of our callers. Houseofwellness.com.au is the website. If you have a question, head along to the Ask tab there, houseofwellness.com.au, and we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
At Austerlen, they believe being strong isn't what a woman does, it's who she is. That's why Austerlen is proud to partner with 100 Women, a community of change makers who champion, support and empower women and girls. And right now, when you buy any Austerlen product from Chemist Warehouse, $1 will go to the 100 Women organisation. Visit chemistwarehouse.com.au to learn more. T's and C's apply. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Fess at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, we have completely run out of time. So, Gerald, there's a lift out today.
House of Wellness, June edition with Gus's mates on the front cover. Look for that in your News Limited papers.
It's been lovely to see you. Also, you, Zoe.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
If you want more House of Wellness, head along to Channel 7 today at midday for House of Wellness TV. Great story on Fight MND there, which is really important because the big freeze is on tomorrow. Have a wonderful long weekend, everybody. It's been lovely to see you, and thanks as always to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We'll see you next week.